Good morning. I have to also echo that I feel very honored to be on the panel with these very esteemed colleagues and individuals. So again, my name is Crystal Lumpkins, and I'm from the University of Kansas. And today I'm going to talk about social media networks and how social media networks, at least from, and I'm actually presenting data from a population-based survey, seem to be poised to address colorectal cancer screening among older ethnic minorities. I also have no disclosure, so I just want to make sure that I do that. So in my talk today, I'm going to address these key points here. Looking at colorectal cancer screening, or colorectal cancer actually, in the United States, and then looking at social media networks as a health communication tool, and then how we went about doing this was utilizing the data from HINTS, or the Health Information National Trends Survey. Okay, so this is just essentially, this is a kind of a, you know, a pie chart that shows the different groups are in the United States. And as you can see, there is an ethnic minority that's a pretty big chunk of that, and that's African Americans and Caucasians. But let me just step back first. I failed to say that with colorectal cancer, it is the third actually leading cause of or diagnosed cancer in the United States, following like skin cancers. And then it's also the third cause of cancer death among Americans. But one thing that with screening, if it is detected early, it's very curable. So screening is in fact very important. So with colorectal cancer incidence and then colorectal cancer mortality, looking at this again, you see that ethnic minorities, specifically like African Americans, lead not only in colorectal cancer incidence, but also colorectal cancer mortality. Here, I don't know if you can really see that. That's kind of small. It didn't come out as large as I wanted it to. But it is a side-by-side graph, if you will, of incidence among males and females, and then mortality rates with male and females. And there's the ethnic groups are white, African American, Asian, but you really can't see it. I apologize about that. But that green line is the white groups in the United States. And the gray line, that's African Americans. But one thing to point out is that those rates, the incidence rates, and also mortality, they're going down. That's primarily because of screening. But unfortunately, there are still those gaps. So how can we address that? And that's why we wanted to look at internet usage among these populations. So as many of you know, that internet usage, as I think Owen, you had maybe a slide similar to this, that the internet usage in the United States has steadily climbed from 2000 to 2012. And the group, of course, you know, you probably know this, that 18 through 29, there's 97%, this was from the Pew Internet and American Life Project surveys, of individuals in that age group were using the internet. But then there's also something that I'll talk about more specifically later, is that group that's 50 to 64 and 65 and older are also using the internet, and there's actually a sharp increase within the last few years. And so social media networks, via internet, is essentially, I'm sure that many of you use social media. In fact, I was kind of, my father, who's 70 years old, I said, oh, wow, he's using the internet now. So a lot that's changed within the last 10 years. But social media essentially is a platform for just social engagement and social exchange of information, a connectivity. And from a health communication perspective, this is a way that we see people that are not only they're receiving information, they're also generating information. So there's that two-way communication. There's peer, online peer engagement, and also support. So as the internet usage has increased, also the social networks within the last 5 to 10 years has quadrupled. So this is a huge opportunity for health communications professionals to target specifically not only that younger generation, but also older Americans, in this case about colorectal cancer. This is just a visual that shows the social networking in the United States. And if you can see, again, with the ages, the older Americans, age 50 to 64, age 65 and plus, that's a huge increase. Not only the internet usage, but this is social networks, such as on Facebook, LinkedIn, those types of social media. So, again, this is just giving more of a closer look at internet usage. Just to give you an idea of now, 53% of Americans 65 and older use the internet or some type of email. So that translates into 1 in 3 seniors that are getting online. They are, whether it be getting staying in touch with someone, talking about health issues, social media, and the internet is very important. And in social networking, this is, again, from the Pew Center of Research, that in May 2013, this was this year, almost three-quarters of U.S. adults use social networking sites, and that's up from 67%. And then that was from 8%. In 2005, so that's a huge, even though, as it was mentioned earlier, maybe older adults are not using the internet or social media as much as younger adults, but they are using it. More or less, they're like late adopters. So again, this is the social networking is a can be a very important tool for health communications professionals. Not only to just inform, but to educate and then persuade as we're thinking about cancer prevention. And so with the study that we did, we looked at HINTS data, and we wanted to to see how social media networks among older minorities in America, how that can be used as a comprehensive strategy to target these individuals online. So here are the overarching research questions. The first was, are older ethnic minorities and Caucasians different in terms of seeking out cancer information? Then we wanted to look at these ethnic differences in the use of social network to seek out cancer information. And then looking at their exposures to CRC, meaning that, you know, talking to the doctor, also if they had a sigmoidoscopy or a colonoscopy. So we're looking at those items in this population-based survey. And then finally, are the ethnic differences in the use of a social network site to seek cancer information affected by fatalism? Because among, you know, some ethnic populations, those are barriers. Maybe self-efficacy or fatalism, those are barriers to screening. And so I will not read all of these. These are the essentially the hypotheses that I derived from those overarching research questions. So there were 6 of them. So in order to just see address those hypotheses, again, we use HINTS, which is Health Information National Trends Survey. And this was HINTS for Cycle 1, which is a biennial population-based survey. And actually, it's conducted by the National Institutes of Health, conducted by the National Cancer Institute. And those time points were in October of 2001, February 2012. And there was an oversampling of African Americans, and Spanish-speaking households, and that was essentially done to increase precision of these minority subpopulations. And we, out of about 4,000 people that were surveyed, our sample size was 2,000, and that's because we wanted to exclude those that were not, well, include those that were 50 and older, because that is the guidelines for getting a test for colon cancer. So with data analysis, we had stratified two-stage sampling as assessed. And then we performed, you know, had descriptive statistics, and, but then to address the hypotheses, did logistic regression to examine the ethnic group differences. And so what we did was essentially white group, that was one group, and compared it to ethnic minority groups, which that was one group, the two comparison. And as you can see here, though, out of the ethnic minority group, the African Americans, that was the largest group. With the first finding here is on health information seeking. And as you can see, I've highlighted the primary resources of health information. Essentially, the primary sources differed among the Caucasian group and minority groups, but one thing that was across the board, though, the top three were identical, and that was books, doctor or healthcare provider, and the internet was hands down, that was the largest primary resource for health information. So the social networking and cancer information, essentially looking at if they visited a social networking site to seek cancer information, if they a doctor told them about a test for colon cancer, and then that cancer fatalism, the majority of older adults, they had heard about options for colon cancers, a test, but the Caucasian group compared to the minority group had heard from their doctor more so than the minority group. Okay, speed it up here. And one thing that was surprising is that cancer fatalism was significantly higher among Caucasian groups, so that was a surprising finding. So here was also a finding that we had that specifically looking at age, age was the strongest predictor of seeking cancer information via a social networking site. And so as you can see the spikes there, we could track specifically at what age they were more likely to seek out information, where the 50 went up dramatically at 51 and then so forth and then tapered off towards 70. So just a recap of the results, age is a strong predictor of seeking cancer information, primary resources, internet, doctor, care provider, and books. And then minorities were adults, were more likely to seek cancer information via social networking site to Caucasians, but this wasn't significant. And then most adults had heard about the CRC test, and there was no interaction between race and exposure to CRC test. So finally, social networks seem to be poised as a health communication, a good health health communication tool, especially with looking at that other primary resource that individuals are getting their information from the doctor. So those collectively could be a good strategy for targeting these individuals about colon cancer. One limitation that I'll quickly note here is that if you remember back to the slide where looking at African Americans, how they are disproportionately suffering from colorectal cancer and also dying from colorectal cancer. It may be worth us in our future analyses to kind of tease those out instead of just having all those minority groups in one group and then looking at that. And again, to remember, this is a population-based survey and these are self-reported as well. So thank you.